This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
There's news JetBlue pilots have voted to join a union, with 70% embracing the Airline Pilots Association. JetBlue's stock fell about 2% on the news yesterday. The average JetBlue pilot earns about $187,000 a year, about the same as the average at the big carriers. The union has said it's less about compensation and more about shaping work rules. And staying with the market for pilots for a moment here, a government report finds that the smaller regional airlines need thousands of new pilots. But as Jim Burris from WABE in Atlanta reports, starting salaries at the regionals are nothing like those averages I was just mentioning, and that has pushed talent elsewhere.
Starting pilot pay is so bad.
How bad is it?
It's so bad, pilot Doug Fowler quit his regional airline gig with Atlantic Southeast Airlines after 9 months. Just walked away.
And my paycheck I brought home pay was $13,300 for that time frame.
According to the Airline Pilots Association, the average co-pilot at a regional carrier starts out at about $22,000. That's 10 bucks an hour. Fowler says he had to work a second construction job just to pay the bills.
You should be getting paid more than $20,000 a year. You're responsible for, say, 50 people on the back of an airplane. My wife's life is worth more than 20 grand a year. So that's the way we look at it.
But that's not how regional airlines look at it. They bid contracts to the big carriers to fly small planes on short routes. It's fiercely competitive. So about the only way to make money is to pay pilots next to nothing. Aviation consultant Kit Darby says historically, everyone knew the game.
Typically, pilots worked in this position and moved on to another company. So the airlines felt they were being used as a stepping stone. And since they were leaving anyway, there wasn't much incentive to provide a living wage at the starting position.
All of that used to happen quickly. Within a year, you were on your way to the captain's seat and better pay. But now there are more barriers. Mandatory retirement for pilots when from age 60 to 65, and a new congressional mandate requires pilots amass 1,500 flight hours before they can get an airline job. That's a 600% increase. Darby says something's got to give at the regionals.
They have to be very mindful that they are competitive with other companies, or they'll take what is an inadequate supply and turn it into no pilots available.
Pilot Doug Fowler might return to the big guys one day, but for now, he's content flying corporate customers in this single-engine turboprop at $30,000 a year. In Atlanta, I'm Jim Burris for Marketplace.